little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Anisha.
Sorry, a change of topic. So I have a similar incident, well, not exactly similar, so where I think I could have done better. So this was Monday morning. I had a patient come in, basically, who had some bloods done for an underactive thyroid. So he came in just saying, I want the blood results. So it all started with, fine, I'm going to give you the blood results. But he in himself was a very awkward patient. So I was meeting him for the first time. He didn't like the NHS. He was talking, you know, ill about the receptionist, about other doctors in the surgery. And that made me quite angry and upset. And it was just, you know, just the way he was. He was just, you know, talking about, you know, what he was and, you know, he, you know, how he had seen, you know, doctors privately because he had the money. And then, so I came to a point where, you know, why are you coming to me then, you know, and it made me quite upset. So I kept quiet. I think maybe that was Monday morning and, you know, I just wanted him to leave as soon as possible rather than actually saying anything. And so he left and I gave him the medication and he's like, okay, I'm going to try it. And if not, you know, I might just see someone privately. And then he left and I just then reflected on it and it actually made me feel quite bad. I probably should have stood up and, you know, said that, you know, we're not going to take, you know, you can't just come here and, you know, talk bad about colleagues. So I think maybe I should have just been a bit more assertive and stern. And whether it was Monday morning, whether, I don't know what it was just I wanted him to leave as soon as possible. So I think now in hindsight, if I had someone come in, I would probably say something.
You get a sense, don't you, as to whether calming measures are appropriate or whether you feel that your own personal security is so threatened that you want to take some very definitive action to ensure that that patient leaves the room. And that hardly ever happens, does it? It's an unusual thing. I'm getting a common theme here that there's the angry patients are a difficult group, aren't they? And it wasn't what we got from the pre-session thoughts of what your needs were. But if we have time, we could maybe talk a little bit more about how to deal with the angry patient and how, what particular tactics could work for that. Or we might even do that as a different session. But we kind of need to stay a little bit on track with regard to what we thought that we were going to be focusing on today, if I get your permission on that.
Yes, of course.
Is that okay?
I'd definitely be up for a separate thing on the angry patient.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.